Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for September 7th to the 13th, 2013. Palestinian President stated this week that he hopes for a peaceful settlement with Israel by the end of this year. Meanwhile, Israeli attacks left at least a dozen Palestinians injured. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. On Friday, Israeli soldiers used tear gas and chemical water to attack the weekly protests organized at the villages of Nabi Saleh, Bil'in and Ni'lin, Central West Bank, as well as Al-Ma'sar village in Southern West Bank. IMEMC's Salam Kumsiya reports.
At the village of Nabi Saleh, Israeli soldiers used tear gas to suppress the villagers and their supporters before even leaving the village. Later, troops invaded the village and fired tear gas bombs and chemical water into residents' homes. As a result, many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In the nearby villages of Bil'in and Ni'lin, villagers and their supporters managed to reach the Israeli wall built on local farmers' lands. Israeli troops stationed there fired tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets at the unarmed protesters. Many civilians were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In southern West Bank, Israeli soldiers attacked the villagers of Al-Ma'sara and their supporters before leaving the village. Troops also used rifle butts and buttons to force people back into the village. For IMEMC News, this is Salam Kumsiya.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas hoped this week that a peaceful settlement could be reached by the end of this year. In the Gaza Strip, political instability in the nearby Egypt is overshadowing. IMEMC's Ramil Mighari with the details.
Palestinian Authority's President Mahmoud Abbas said this week that a Palestinian-Israeli agreement could be reached by the end of this year. Abbas's remarks came on the sideline of a meeting with the French officials in Paris. The president hoped that if current negotiations with Israel succeed, both sides can reach an understanding that would lead to peace in the region. Meanwhile, news about negotiations are unclear as the two sides agreed to keep talks secret. Recently, Israel complained of what it termed some leaks by some Palestinian officials about those talks. Ahead of the 20th anniversary of the Oslo Accords between Israel and Palestinians, Chief Palestinian Negotiator Ahmad Kure was quoted as saying that the Oslo Accords of 1993 are still valid and can be reliable in terms of peace with Israel. In the Gaza Strip, the ruling Hamas party has called for retreating the Oslo Accords due to what the party considered failure of those accords to make a concrete progress. At the internal Palestinian level, the Islamist Hamas party and Fatah party of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas are yet to reach a conciliation deal that would end a six-year-long political split. Hamas insists that conciliation comes before any elections. As the situation in nearby Egypt remains unstable, Hamas in Gaza faces an unprecedented economic and political pressure. Since Egypt's recent revolution of June 30 toppled Islamist president, Egyptian authorities have shut down hundreds of underground tunnels, lifeline for Gaza, under Israeli blockade. This week, Egypt remanded imprisonment of deposed President Mohamed Morsi, who is accused of collaborating with the Islamist Hamas rule in nearby Gaza. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, Israeli forces conducted at least 31 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and Gaza. During these attacks, Israeli troops injured a dozen civilians and kidnapped at least 40 others. IMEMC's Iman Abdrabbu Bannoura has more.
This week, Israeli army invasions in the West Bank were focused in the cities of Hebron, Ramallah, Jenin and Nablus. Among those kidnapped by Israeli troops during those invasions, there were 17 children. Moreover, Israeli soldiers kidnapped a young Palestinian man at the Eretz terminal between Gaza and Israel, as he was on his way to receive treatment at an Israeli hospital. Earlier in the week, two Palestinian workers were injured on Saturday when Israeli troops stationed along the wall between Hebron, south of the West Bank, and Israel opened fire at a number of Palestinian workers when they attempted to cross the wall through a hole looking for work. On Sunday, an 18-year-old teenager sustained shrapnel wound of a sound bomb in the head, while a 20-year-old civilian sustained wounds in the right hand when Israeli forces moved into Beit Umar village north of Hebron and clashed with the residents. Moreover, a pregnant woman suffered tear gas inhalation. Later in the week, seven residents were injured by Israeli army fire on Thursday when soldiers invaded Askar refugee camp in Nablus city and kidnapped several residents. Local sources said that the soldiers invaded the camp and fired gas bombs, concussion grenades and flares, wounding seven Palestinians. Elsewhere in Jerusalem this week, Israeli soldiers demolished on Wednesday 10 tents, home to 35 people, owned by Palestinian Bedouins from the village of Al-Zayyim, to the north of occupied East Jerusalem. Troops claimed that they are built without permission. In the Gaza Strip this week, Israeli Navy continued to attack Palestinian fishing boats. On Sunday, Israeli gunboats stationed off Al-Waha Resort, northwest of Beit Lahia in the northern Gaza Strip, opened fire at Palestinian fishing boats that were sailing about 4 nautical miles offshore. The fishermen were forced back to shore fearing of being arrested or injured. On Monday, Israeli Navy forces confiscated 2 fishing boats belonging to Palestinian fishermen off Rafah shore in the southern Gaza Strip. For IMEMC News, this is Iman Abdrabo Banoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for September 7th to the 13th, 2013, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please keep visiting our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by Samir Jaber and me, Ghassan Banoura.